of every tribe of their father shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. Now, what did the Lord say? I want you to, I'm going to paraphrase it. What did the Lord say? I want you to get this. Because, see, you can have what you say. The Lord said what? Told Moses, come on, back it up. Send thou men that they may do what? Search the land of Canaan, which I give unto Israel. What did he say? Go search it out. I give it to you. It's your land. Now go search it out. Let me ask you something. Let's pause here for a minute. Let's take a break here and look at something. What did the Lord tell us? I was reading it the other day. When you got saved, and Paul was in, I believe it was in the Anthony, he said, he was teaching, said those men were more noble than the rest of them he had been around. They, when he taught them and told them what God said, they went and searched the scripture out to see what those things were so. You remember that? They searched the scripture out. So God had told you, and I've been telling you, just read it. He had given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Didn't I just read that? Didn't he say, hold fast to your confession? Other words, God has given you everything. He told you to hold fast to saying it. You need to go search it out. Amen. See if these things I'm saying is so. Y'all just sitting there looking at me. He told them, I have given you this land of Canaan. I want you to hear what's in the land. Now go search it out. It's yours. Now let's look at skip over to verse 25. Listen what happened. They went and searched it out, but listen to the report. And they returned as from searching the land 40 days. After 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paris and Kadesh, and brought back words unto them and all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Now notice what they did. And they told him and said, we came unto this land whither thou sendest us, and surely flows with milk and honey. Now that's the Lord told them that before they went there, right? Says surely flow with what? Milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. They brought back the fruit, these big giant vines, you know, of fruit. Somebody said, history said it took two of them to carry one bunch of grapes. Huh? Now, that's a big bunch. Yeah. You have to put on a stick between them and two of them and get it on the shoulder to carry. It said, nevertheless, now look what, now here we go. See, then starts talking somebody else's words now. Are y'all in the house? Yes, see, he said, what they should have said, here's the fruit, let's go get it. Okay. They didn't say that, but watch it. This is what they said. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. Lord never said anything about how strong the people. He says, your land, go get it. It's your healing, go get it. It's your prosperity, go get it. It's your peace, go get it. You've been born again. You've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Now go get it. Huh? Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled. And very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwelled in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Amorites, dwell in the mountains And the Canaanite dwell by the sea and by the course of Jordan. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with them, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against this people, up against the people, for they are stronger than we. When you are fighting, that's the reason why when you have somebody praying with you and praying, agreeing with you, you better know who you got. Because people say stuff out of their mouth. But I want you to see how powerful words are. Caleb and Joshua did not forget what God said. But the other 10 were looking at what they saw. So let's read on. Verse 32, and they brought up what kind of report? Why was it evil report? Because they were saying something God didn't say. What kind of report you giving yourself? Just because you're going through a test, what are you saying? Come on, y'all. What are you saying? Just because you don't see the money yet, what are you saying? Just because you feel some pain, what are you saying? Just because somebody else said something, what are you saying? They brought up an evil report. The land. Now listen, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land, listen, the land, though we have gone to search it, is a land that eat up the inhabitants thereof. And all the peoples that we saw in it are men of great stature. See, they looking at what's in the, God never told them. He said, you go get it. There's a lot of devils out there. There's a lot of demons in this world. I'll go on, let it go on this tape saying, and North Korea right now is raging what they're going to do because they think they can do a little something. That's the way the devil is. When he get a little influence, and just like Goliath, he would walk out on that mountain and roar, and all the men of Israel run, tuck their tail. And David was sent to bring them some cheese and stuff. Am I right? And he happened to come out while David was there. And David said, who is this uncircumcised, ungodly? He was big. And David was a little shepherd boy. And here they're saying, there are giants in the land. How many of you sitting in the seat talking about how giant your problem is? You need to get your eyes off your problem and get your eyes on your God. I want to ask you this morning, how big is your God? I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. How big is your God? Are you going to look at your problem and let it swallow you up? Or are you going to rise up and crush your problem? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.